Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, on this first night of Passover, AB sees who? Who are you?
I'm Marcia Jo Zarevitz.
Okay, and?
Judy Teitelbaum.
All right, Judy and Marcia. And what have we just experienced here tonight?
The most fabulous, marvelous, memorable Seder in the family. Fabulous.
We really did. And that was actually by the other generation right here. So who else am I speaking to? Who did I see?
Lisa Eden.
Okay, I didn't even know your last name. I was just invited to this Seder by Lisa. Just learned her last name now. Isn't that how it goes?
And you're supposed to have a stranger for the Seder. You're the stranger.
I'm the stranger. It was tradition. And what were some of the memorable moments of our Seder tonight? What would you say?
The children.
Three great children. Oh, with strawberries in their hand. Thank you. The sweetest children ever, handing out strawberries still as we finish up. What other memorable moments did we have tonight?
The beautiful singing voices.
Yes, it's always fun to hear our voices for the first time.
Especially after talking about Barbara Streisand.
Yes, we were talking all night about how much we love Barbara Streisand, and then we sang some silly Seder songs.
Just like her.
We really did. But we were singing like Take Me Out to the Seder and all these silly songs, which was really good. And we did have the most amazing haroset. Right? Made by yours?
Right.
And can you tell us a little bit about the secret to your recipe for the haroset?
Well, you have to be a good chopper.
A chopper, apparently.
And a dicer.
Yeah, because how many ingredients are in that?
Okay, there's 6 cups of wine. There's mangoes, figs, raisins, dates, cranberries, nuts, almonds, and walnuts, and honey, and Granny Smith apples. That's the hardest one to dice really little.
Oh, okay. And then you cook it for how many hours?
All day.
All day today.
Because it has to absorb all that wine.
All that wine. So that we don't get drunk on haroset, I guess. And what was your favorite dish to cook for tonight? Did you bring anything tonight?
I did, but I wanted to say that my favorite question was when Tommy asked about Elijah.
Oh, yeah. So Tommy, one of the children,
He's the middle child, yes.
What did he ask about Elijah? Do you remember?
Well, we said he was going to be at the door and we had to let him in.
I ate your strawberry. We were talking about Elijah.
Yeah.
This is a children's holiday, so we love the children's voices in here. Do you remember Elijah?
Yeah.
What did Elijah do?
I don't know.
You don't know, but you're eating a great strawberry. Elijah
drank his wine. Did Elijah drink his wine?
She's chewing for us on radio. They're going to love that. Well, your job during the Seder, am I right, was to give everybody stickers. Is that right?
I gave everybody stickers.
Yes, you did a good job of that, for sure. But Elijah, we did open the door for Elijah. He did drink his wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hear we were using some special dishes. Could that be true?
Yeah, that
I kind of
true.
Overheard that just now.
Yeah,
do you want to tell us about those dishes?
Well, and they're my parents' dishes, and we only use them for Passover every year. So they hide up on the top shelf all year long, and then we bring them back down just for this holiday.
They are quite beautiful. And you spent a lot of time washing them after dinner
That's
tonight.
Right. You only trust yourself? No, anybody can wash the dishes.
Anyone can, exactly. But she got the privilege of doing that tonight.
Right, and poor Aunt Cindy got one of them broke or something, got chipped on the back.
And it was a chip, yeah.
And then she needed a Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah, we had a little minor emergency.
I saw a box of Band-Aids.
Look, you never know what's going to happen in a theater.
There she is washing.
And she's back to dishes. She was not fazed by cutting herself with dishes and then starting all over again. Well, I will say it's been a pleasure to be part of your Seder. Thank you for letting me in your family,
who I all
just met tonight. I know there's more stories to be had. I know we're even in the presence of someone who spent a long time working in the space of spreading Judaism and knowledge of history, and I got to hear all about that tonight. So thank you for all the knowledge and all the food and all the love and all the kids screaming. We love it. It's all part of it. And one little note, if you are going to have a Seder, I hear that one of the best traditions that I've watched tonight was to have those sugary orange slices.
The fruit slices.
The fruit slices. My family did not do this, but apparently if you have the sugary fruit slices available, you can get kids to ask questions for a fruit slice. So there's a little bit of incentive here at the Seder tonight.
That's brilliant.
A brilliant little trick. And now it's bedtime and we're all going to go, and you heard it here on Radio St. Pete.